This is The True Light, coming live from the Lion of Allah on Mount Zion, the City of Peace. Rabboni Asaid Isa Al-Hadi Al-Mahdi. He is the only being who is preparing us, the seed of Abraham. Refer to Genesis chapter 15, verse 13. Nubians of the world for the return of the Messiah. Proverbs 16, verse 32. He that refuseth instructions despiteth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. So, whether you are a Christian, Jew, or Mohammedan, have a seat, relax, and grab a pen and some paper, and open your scriptures and listen to the earth-shocking truths taught by Rabboni Asaid Isa Al-Hadi Al-Mahdi, as he brings us back to the true way of life, the religion of Abraham. El Quran, chapter 2, verse 130 in part, and as for him who turned away, rejecting the law, from the religion of Abraham, he makes a fool of himself. You are now listening to The True Light with Asaid Isa Al-Hadi Al-Mahdi.
The Lamb come in front of the congregation, the community, and tell them that Honorable Elijah Muhammad came to him in a dream, saying that Wali Abdul Muhammad Ali and the man that the Nation of Islam put up today for Farad Muhammad, it's the same people, but they, but their parents was groomed different. Then he told the community, after telling him them this, that he was wrong for printing a book or bringing out literature that taught that Wali Abdul Muhammad Ali was the original teacher of Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but Master Farad Muhammad was an imposter, like was like a deceiver, like the Apostle Paul.
I wanted to mention that the brothers who deal with that, and they keep referring back to the leaflet that we did, which was the apology. You with me? That was they know us most of the time. The way to address that is quite simple. Say he's putting another leaflet out. Saying Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke to him again. And says, everything y'all are doing is right except one thing. And that is, y'all should be in the Ansar Allah community with us. You follow my point? If they say no, then you say, why is it that you could believe this leaflet that said things you wanted to hear from that man? But from the same man, this leaflet, if it says something you don't want to hear, you don't believe. So therefore, this leaflet has no purpose. You follow that? If you no longer believe in what this man says, then the first leaflet has no purpose. If you do believe in what the man says, then the first leaflet stands as it is, because we have no reason to discuss Master Farad Muhammad. Yeah, so it's no purpose to us. They'd be so involved in our doctrine, we don't have time to worry about whether he came out as a white man or not. Sometimes they follow those 5% in the middle of the leaflet. You mentioned them that A, we made the same mistake that Bernard Phillips made. You said I was born in 1935 and not 1945, the beginning of the book, which showed that you copied that from Bernard Phillips along with other information that is inside it. If you copied it from Bernard Phillips, then you're either admitting that Bernard Phillips is a divine God, a 5%, a supreme being. Because if you, as a 5% of the citizens of God, can use a Sunni Muslim doctrine, then you must be confessing to his divinity. You know what I'm trying to say? If you can quote him in a leaflet about us, then you should be following Bilal Phillips. Now, there's quite a few other things that Bilal Phillips talks about. One of them is how Allah is not a moral man, which he does a whole chase on. Right? When he's attacking the Nation of Islam. So now, are you all going to adhere to that? Or do you remove the parts out of your leaflet that Bilal Phillips put in there, which will be 75% of the 20-page leaflet anyway, right? And eliminate. Just that's all. The way to deal with the other pamphlet is, he's putting another pamphlet out. Same way. You follow that? I mean, saying right. Same Farad, same old guys, you know, kids. That's the point. He failed. He failed, who cares? So, and in this one he says, right, everything is right, so y'all come in and join with us right now. It's when he died upon the children from the dream of one little ship that Farrakhan spoke about. You coming? No, that's crazy. Damn, okay, don't believe the first mission. Answer to the question. Simple. You understand?
In the book of Farrakhan, page 165, it speaks of the descendants of Cain waging war with the inhabitants of you. The question he was asking me to ask you.
That's in the Noah book. It's also in the Noah book.
I'm not familiar with that book. Mm-hmm. But the question was, how were they able to defeat the inhabitants of you if they were highly civilized, more civilized than the descendants of Cain?
Very good question, because they weren't warriors. You can be civilized means you're not a warrior. See, the difference is in 5%. Doctrine is the 5% mark themselves as animals by calling themselves the civilized. They say, we are the civilized. I am not civilized. I am a civilizer. Civilized means that you were once in an uncivil state and brought to a civil state. You follow that? So when they say, we are civilized, say, I am not civilized. I am a civilizer. I'm the one who civilized the devil who was being honest with the sword of happiness. The elders would not fight back against these people when they attacked them. They did not fight back. They just took their ships and left. And let them explode this planet almost in half, which was cool. And who's the threat? Called the Red Sea. And after the threat, it's there. It's the part that separated Africa from Asia, as they say, which is Saudi Arabia from Jenner, which was built in the same place in one. That's a historical fact. What's wrong with the 5% really is that they only have 5% of the necessary intelligence to get the point. Let me stand by this. They don't base anything on any facts. It's real easy when a person asks you, who are you, to say, I'm an Asiatic black man, make only thing of value, father, civilization, and God of the universe. It's easy to rattle that on. But then when someone says, let's dissect what you're saying, I am an Asiatic black man. Now, Asia is a very large country, and it comprises many different cultural and ethnic groups. Which one of them, or are you all of them, when you say an Asiatic black man? Do you mean that you are Malaysian, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, Chinese, Mongolian, Indian, Pakistani, now they broke up into two different countries? What do you mean by Asiatic black man? Because there are no Africans that are Asiatic black men according to the present day and ancient maps. You follow that? So now, Asiatic black man, maker, owner, cream of the planet Earth, right? Father of civilization. See, that's why I said I'm a civilizer. And God of the universe. Now, so in that lesson, they separate the planet Earth from the universe. Asiatic black man, maker, owner, queen, source of, queen of the planet Earth. That's one dimension. Father of the civilization, that was responsible for all civilization, and God of the universe. The planet Earth is in the universe. The universe is not within the planet Earth. You understand? And if they're on the planet Earth and everything is real, homeboy, then the universe is out there or around us. So were you here when the foundation of the universe was laid, or were you here when the foundation for the Earth was laid in order for you to be the cream of it, the semen of it, the source of its life? Which one are you, brother man? You follow? So now if you are the cream of the planet Earth, then you are from the material plane. And that's what you teach. Everything is real, everything is matter, Everything is IT here, face no appeal. Everyone is spooky. And the beauty is out your mouth. And they spooky, brother, and brother parents 13 X is dead. And then he comes back with the lesson C, and nobody came back from the dead. The day has passed. You follow that? Now, if you are part of the universe, then you were here to create the universe before this planet Earth, the third planet in this galaxy, Mercury, Venus, Earth, was created. Then Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Titan, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto after it. And all of them have different ages based on their content. You understand that? So now, which brother man, which of the planets did you create first? Think now before you act stupid. Now, if you created Earth first and became the queen of the planet Earth, and Earth is now the oldest planet in this galaxy, and you leave Earth and go create the next one, but you got feet on what? You walk in gravity. You attach to the Earth. You're subject to the centrifugal and centrifugal forces that surround the planet. Gravity. So your feet are on the Earth, and your planets that were born after the planet Earth. Did you get up off the planet Earth and go there and stay in the realm of reality? Don't go spook on me. How'd you do it? And if you were God before you became man, the way you say Master Fuad Muhammad was God before he became man, because his father was God and gave birth to him as man, and you used some man, because you followed Allah and Muhammad's teachings, then you all lay. Don't be picking and choosing the parts you want. And then they use some of the lessons, some of the way the Nation of Islam does it. Then other of the lessons, the other way, their way. And then to cheat, they plus the lessons. And then say, well, that's done by men, then leave it alone. Because according to you, you are all wise, right, and exact. Okay? So, brother man, my exact date of birth, if you are all wise, right, and exact, would be June 26, 1945, on a Tuesday, 12 o'clock. Got it? That's all wise, right, and exact. So if you put out a pamphlet and it says 1935, you're going to either have to call me a liar and say I was really born in 1935, which would make me 56, or you have to make a confession to the world that you are not all wise, right, and exact. And I'm here to tell you I was born Tuesday, June the 26th. 1945. So, Mr. Man, God, in the flesh or whatever, you are not all wise, right, and exact. And if you're not right, then shut up. So, let's get back to God here. So now, if you were the God of the universe, then we simple mortals want to know how you created this planet. What was the first thing you did? Because you said it was created out of triple darkness. Those are three stages. We don't want the third stage. We don't want the second stage. We want the first stage, homeland. Tell us what you did. You can't. What was the first element of creation? How much did it weigh, Mr. God, man? And how did you bring it from nothingness into existence? And don't tell me that you did it in your mind. Because if you did it in your mind, it would not exist in the body. Because that which is mental is mental, and that which is physical, until mental manifests into physical. If you tell me you were mental and you manifested into physical, then you were a spook. And you do believe in spirits and spookism. Let me go back to add, being on the subject.
So if that pamphlet bothers you about me trying to save you from your own stupidity, I'm not talking about the 5% pamphlet. I'm talking about the apology pamphlet. If it bothers you, it's because you are a fool. Because you can't see how easy it is for me to write another pamphlet. If you was a god, you'd have the kind of perception that would make you realize that all I got to do is write one more pamphlet saying, being you believe that first pamphlet to the point where you used it against me, that means you must have believed it. You believe the confession. Understand? You believe when I said that all the life Muhammad came to me in a dream state. You believe it. You believe when I say he told me that all the Qur'ans have been just made up different. You believe that. Right? You believe when I said John Muhammad didn't replace Elijah Muhammad. You believe that. So if you read the pamphlet and you count how many things I said you believed compared to the one thing I'm going to say now, you'll have a problem. Believe this. Donald Elijah Muhammad told me to tell y'all to come join us now. Now, if you believe the other stuff, then believe this. If you don't believe this, then don't quote the other stuff no more, Turkey. Right. He said, for y'all to come join us now. Stop being 5% because I'm 100%. He just don't understand what the word 5% means. He don't have the knowledge of the word 5%. A poor righteous teacher who does not believe in the teachings of the 10%. He's all wise, right, exact, and knows who the true and living God is. You know what I feel about that? That's one line of ignorance that don't mean nothing to me. And I'll show you why. Poor righteous teacher. Allah is not poor. Allah is rich, rich in minerals, rich in knowledge, rich in beauty, rich in abundance. Allah is El Kafar. He is the deal. He is rich. He is not poor. And we are not poor. Never have been poor. We have been misplaced, but never poor. Put us back in our land where we belong. With our feet on the ground from which we came, and beneath us there's diamonds and gold and zinc and minerals. We are not poor. We have been slighted. We have been robbed. We have been misplaced. But we are not poor people. Living in Harlem, in the middle of the ghetto, and on welfare, you are still a rich person who has been robbed. But you are, you are. You understand? Poor, righteous. What is righteousness? And what's the foundation of the truth? You say Asiatic. You say Quran. English translation of Quran. Holy Quran or Bible. Tell us when it expires. From this day written, the Nation of Islam, not the Nation of 5%. The law, everything, all wise, right, and exact. And know the truth. You are not the Nation of Islam. You never claimed to be the Nation of Islam. You said you were 5%ers, and then you want to become gods and goddesses, and then you want to become the divine sons. You don't know who you are, and that's not all wise, right, and
yes.
Who wrote the Holy Quran and Bible and tell me when it expires? The Holy Quran written by the original man who's the law supreme being black man nation. Holy Quran will inspire every 25,000 years, 9,000 years, and this thing is the old life, right, and it's out. You ain't talking to no fool now. Allah's son ain't no fool. He prepared me for y'all. There's answers to everything. You just don't have them. Say you don't have them and submit. But don't try to wrestle with me. You cannot win. I'll take you apart. Word by word, piece by piece. Finish all of that. When you get past all of that, brother man, Then I'm going to tell you everything in all your lessons have no word because they're not even in the original language. So the three mathematics don't mean nothing. Not in English. Because you start off by saying that you are an Asiatic black man. What is the language of the Asiatics? None of it is English. Whose language is English? The devil's language. And you're going to debate with me in the devil's language, and I speak his language and yours? I just want to leave it like that. You're right, brother. You are 5%. You're right, brother. You are right, brother. Let's put your grammar right. You are a whore. Teacher. Don't know what righteous is. And you're more spooked out than we are if you're holding on to Clarence 13X and happen to move 5% or whatever you call yourself today, never seen him in the person. You got a picture like the Christians got of Jesus. You've never seen your God in the person. You understand me? Now what is that? You worshiping a ghost. At least my creator is seen. Look at the look on his face. Because when you see me, you see God. Because he is in me. You understand that? He